This is KUT. This summer, it was reported that all elementary schools in the Austin Independent School District would be required to provide half an hour of recess every day. But the policy isn't in place yet. KUT's Kate McGee tells us why.
The half-hour recess requirement would be in addition to gym class and the district's 20-minute structured playtime, known as WOW time.
What we want is the recess is the unstructured play where kids get to go out on the playground and do whatever they choose. If it's to sit down under a tree and talk to a friend, great. If it's playing on the swings, great. If it's running around, kicking a ball, great.
That's Ken Zarafis. He's the president of the Teachers Union Education Austin. The union was just one group that pushed the district to create a recess policy, which doesn't currently exist. The AISD School Health Advisory Council has also advocated for a recess policy for years. Even though the idea was announced in August, AISD hasn't required schools to provide those 30 minutes yet. That's because it needs to be approved by the school board, and the district doesn't plan to bring it before the board until next month. Chief Schools Officer Edmund Oropez says many AISD campuses had already created their schedules for this school year.
You know, we're a large district. To implement something to scale like this, it takes a little while for us to tee it up and get everybody ready to go.
School Board President Kendall Pace says she doesn't think there will be any opposition from the school board.
There's ample research out there that says students needed it. You know, and I have three sons. I personally live it, that I think students need to get out and have physical activity.
The proposed policy also says recess cannot be withheld from a student as punishment or as a time to finish homework. Zarafis with Education Austin says teachers and parents were concerned students in lower-income schools weren't getting enough playtime.
It became very clear to us the schools that were the higher-need schools, schools that were struggling with state tests, were clearly schools that were not being provided unstructured recess. And as you started looking at schools that had less of a challenge around those areas, they were more likely to have unstructured recess.
Right now, 24 of AISD's elementary schools have recess for 20 minutes or more. 10 of those schools are in low-income areas east of I-35. But that means more than two-thirds of the district's elementary schools don't have a set policy. The proposed policy would also require students get structured playtime in addition to recess on days when they don't have gym. If the board approves the policy, it would go in effect in mid-October. Kate McGee, KUT News.